Proclamation number 8878 of 2nd of November, 1964. Explanation of the Act of Creation. About the will of the beings. It is certainly an apparent contradiction which you believe to discover, but as soon as you receive my teachings about it you will understand it correctly. All beings have emerged from my power, which flowed towards my first created spirit in all fullness. He could not close himself off to this power until his fall from me was completely accomplished. The power went to him as long as he wanted to use it for the coming into being of new beings, and all these beings were radiated through by my love power, so that they therefore were perfect and also had to be perfect, because they lacked nothing, neither light nor power, and moreover nothing defective could come out of me, because until the apostasy of Lucifer my love power was at his disposal, because so long also the act of creation was an act of greatest beatification for him. And only when he completely turned away from me did his creative power cease. He saw in the endless host of created beings the evidence of his power and he rejected the further supply of love power. But the apostasy extended to eternities. And during this time he slowly changed his will, which in the end was directed against me. And since the beings had arisen out of his will using the power out of me, every being certainly had something of his will in itself, but since every act of creation put him into bliss, because he was radiated through by my unmeasured love power thereby. So he also gave up his secret resistance, thus his will, at the moment of creation and completely surrendered himself to my strength of love. So the being has certainly been begotten out of his will, which now also tried to influence the being to accept his will turned away from God. But since it has now also been my product, I gave to all beings the right of self-determination, when it was to decide for or against him. Because my light of love shone through every being with such brightness that it also recognized its producer, that it therefore did not need to fall, but could likewise turn towards me, even if I was not visible to it. When it therefore says, Lucifer put his will into the being, then it is not to be understood that he could determine the beings to fall away, because every being had to decide about it itself. Because it had freedom of will exactly like its producer, and it did not have to think exactly like him. That is why the light shone for it in all fullness. It only became imperfect when it did not use this light, when it remained with its will against better knowledge, which therefore let the being become imperfect, because in the beginning it had been radiated as most perfect, which alone already resulted from it that also beings fell away from me, which belong to the first, which are both love will let come into being. For their will was also free, and they could choose their Lord. The apostasy of the spirit stretched over endless long times, so the will of Lucifer had changed again and again in these times. He stood sometimes to me and sometimes against me. As it drove him after the reception of my love power. And the created beings were the same, soon their will belonged to me and soon to him again. Yet imperfection could only be spoken of when their apostasy was clearly evident, when they had decided in favor of their Lord, who shone for them in supreme fullness of light. Every act of creation was an exchange of love power, which made the light bearer happy and therefore could also only produce perfection. But freedom of will was a divine gift, therefore it did not need to lead to the fall, but used in the right way, it could earn the being an immeasurable happiness. And thus every being was also able to give its will the right direction, and it also had the strength to do so precisely because in its abundance of light it recognized where Lucifer was heading. The fact that it followed him to the depths was therefore not due to its alleged deficiency, which it thus got from its producer, but it was its own will, which, in spite of the bright light of knowledge, followed it to the depths. It was therefore by no means preloaded on the part of Lucifer with a will that turned towards God even before it was given the right of self-determination. Because it was, like everything that came forth out of me, standing in highest perfection. 2nd of the 11th, 1964, I myself therefore cannot contradict me. It is the purest truth, which my revelations hold. What therefore contradicts it does not carry my spirit in itself, and there is the following explanation for this. Firstly, my adversary's effort to confuse your spirit, which he then succeeds in doing when the bond with me is not deep enough, when you yourselves, through your own thinking, give him the opportunity to confuse the concepts, and secondly, when you are not yet in such contact with me which allows my influence in you, that I was able to protect you from the working of immature spirits, which always come back when a person seeks the light and tries to extinguish this light. The more earnestly a receiver of my love light pushes towards me, the safer my word sounds to him, but which then is also pure and louder, and every evil spirit is repelled, which wants to press a light bearer. The more the will and the desire for pure truth is inherent in my light bearers, the more he can also be convinced of the truth of what is offered to him. That is why I also want that you examine all scriptures, because again and again my opponent wants to awaken an uncertainty in man. He wants that you doubt the truth of that what I myself announce to you. But you are to prove your faith to me. You are not to let yourselves be diverted from the truth of my word through his work, because I will always enlighten your spirit that you recognize it if and when he has intruded to invalidate my work. Amen.